some of the circumstances how islanders were taken away from the islands, were tricked in a lot of cases to come onto a boat. And because they were agricultural people and they were people that always looking to progress with different tools, they were showing different tools, like I said, Matty, because they had axes were like Aboriginal stone axes. That's what they used. I've actually got some at home myself. They brought them across. So they were very primitive tools. And when they showed up a good European axe, you know, that was something they could really cut down, you know, a tree 10 times as fast. So using all those different tools to show them that this is some new instruments that can be used, they were tricked in coming into boats to have a look and then put inside the hulls of the boats and then taken away. And our history, as like I said, I'm a second generation on my dad's side, and on my mum's side, I'm third generation. And there are stories that were passed down. We're told that when they were taken, they did not know where they were going, and they thought they might be just going on a boat ride and they'd be coming back in next day or two, because they were fishermen. But then they never fished while they were going. And so in that instance, after about 3 weeks, 6 weeks at sea, all depending on weather, they were landing on land they were not familiar with, never to see some of their families again. In my case, my family's been the same. They never ever went back. And my dad, when he went to his grave, some like 80 years after his grandfather was brought here, he never even knew where he came from. So in saying that, it was pretty horrific that you come to a foreign land and not know where you are. And some of them were actually had to be put in chains because they got very flighty, because they wanted to try and run home. When islanders were brought here, there was no sugar cane, and the land was all still virgin country. So a typical day for an islander would be that they would have to clear the land. And that's the first thing. One of the big jobs they did do was clear all the land. And while we talk about the sugar industry, that they helped establish the sugar industry, that was probably their main work, was to clear land and then proceed to grow the sugar. And clearing land them days was involved, you know, lots of hard work. There was no days and that sort of thing. It was all axe and grubbers or mattocks and trolley jacks and that sort of thing to pull trees down and burn out stumps and all that sort of thing. So pretty hard work, yeah. You know, they were given their rations with tobacco. There was an amount of meat per day, and there was sugar, salt, flour, things like that. And they were given a set of blankets for a year and two sets of clothes, like flannel and shirt and pants. With living in those conditions and their diets, even if they were treated okay, it was a different diet. And so that different diet led to a lot of different problems in their health. And still trying to work hard with it. So it led to a lot of other health issues, where they say the death rate in South Island is there was some 62,000 that were brought across. There were 15,000 of them did pass away. So you do the numbers on that, it's pretty horrific when you talk about the rate of death per European. Those walls hold lots of different emotions and memories for us. First of all, they stand for a people that, through a lot of endurance, helped establish our industry. That's one of the richest industries in the world. And it shows that, to me, that the endurance and the suffering contribute to an industry that is still well established today. And it reminds me of some of the hardships that our people must have endured and suffered, you know, for that industry to survive. For myself, I live in the best country in the world, and I always say their pain was for my gain. And so with all that suffering and pain, and they could see there is a better future living in Australia, that I have gained a good lifestyle in Australia if I want to take it. And it's up to us as individuals to take that opportunity and use it to best advantage, because there are people done that suffering. So while it was a hard pass, it wasn't in vain. It was for a reason, and for us to have a better lifestyle. You wouldn't want to live in another place, whether you're Indigenous, South Islander, European, or Australia is one of the best countries left in the world. Yeah.